Watch this. He said, James 4 and 1. He said, while they're getting there, he said, from whence cometh wars and fighting among you? Come it not hence, even from the from your lusts that you war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you. Go on to two. You have not because you what? Because he just said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Why do you don't have it? Because you ask not. Look at the third verse. You ask. You ask. You got verse 3 up there. You ask why you don't receive, and you receive not. Why? Because you did what? Ask for what? Amiss that ye may consume it of your own lust. Other words, you didn't operate in faith. You just asked because you out of your flesh. Because you knew you were going to do, you know, God, I need you to give me $500. Because I got they asked for a pledge at church. And you knew you weren't going to give it when he gave it to you. You were going to spend on something else. You don't think folk do that? And you can't fool God. God, I'm believing you for $500. You get it and you go spend it somewhere else. You didn't ask right. Might as well make it plain. But the point we want to get across is God love you. And you don't have to, and he will give you the desire of your heart, and you need to know you got to respond to God. You got to act on his word. You got to do it his way. Hallelujah. Let's see how we're doing with time. I don't believe this. Well, I got to. My watch says so. Well, anyway. Let me close it with this. I thought I'm going to read through these verses. Just listen to this. It take me about a minute to read this. He said, God, get acquainted with your Father through the Word. Get acquainted with your Father how?
Through the Word.
When you were saved, you were born into the family as a spiritual baby. Babies in the natural must eat natural food to develop and grow. The Bible instructs the children of God as newborn babe, desire the sensitive milk of the word that you may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2. I get it right. 2:2. It is in the word where we find out about God. Where do we find out about God? About his love, his nature, how he cares for us, and how he loves us. He is everything the Word says he is, and he will do everything the Word says he will do. Ooh, can't you say thank you, Jesus? Now, why should we fret? Why should we be upset? Now, settle this in your spirit, so when these opposition come, Daniel went before the Lord, and when Gabriel got there, he said, Daniel, the Lord sent me out the first day with the answer, but the prince of Persia withstood me. But Michael had to come help me. And that's why we don't quit. We believe we receive. You know how we call God to keep moving? Once we pray a prayer of faith and believe we receive it, we lift our hand. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful. Glory to God. It's mine. Thank you. And you speak that thing. I know you're coming. Get here. Come on. I know you come. I know folks say you're crazy, but that's all right. Leave me alone. I'm enjoying this. It's working for me. Amen. Amen. The new creation man. New creation facts. These are facts. You develop them inside of you. Get in that word and talk to them. Speak the word over your situation and stop allowing Satan to interfere and bring confusion and strife and lack and robbing you of your peace. And when you should be in the bed at sleep at night, you are tossing and tumbling. No, you don't need to be doing that. Because God, I've already told you that all you got to do is find out how the kingdom works. He'll give you everything you need. He'll make sure you get it. He adds all these things unto you. So you spend your time thinking. When the enemy come up with some kind of junk, you start thanking God. Pray, just break out with a praise and go, ha, ha, ha. That baby getting it. If you older folks ain't getting that baby, she'll get it. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.